Hey, it's Brent Porsche from 93.3 WMMR in Philadelphia, and joining me now is an acclaimed musician. This Philly boy is a versatile vocalist that has been crisscrossing the country with his dulcet tones for well over a decade now with bands like Foster Child, the American Vinyl All-Star Band, and the Elvis Kings, just to name a few. He's going to be performing with a very special and exclusive show at the Uptown Now Performing Arts Center in Westchester, PA, this Saturday night, November 16th, from the band Featherborn. We welcome back to MMR, Mr. Danny Beisel. Hello, sir.
What's up, Brent? How you doing, man?
Doing well, thanks. So welcome, and thanks for taking the time to come speak with us at MMR, man.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure.
Love my hometown radio.
Hell yeah, absolutely. So, Danny, we've known each other for, well over a decade now, if not more. I mean, stories galore, I'm sure we could share for another time. We were supposed to be joined by Leroy Romans
tonight.
Leroy,
yeah, I got to pick him up after this. His flight got pushed, so he don't get in until midnight.
So, with the band Featherborn for this live performance this weekend, who are we going to have in town?
I pulled in Leroy Romans. He's from American Vinyl, but he played with the Wailers in Third World.
Right, and Jimmy Cliff, too?
Jimmy Cliff, that's right.
Somebody else?
Okay. His resume's crazy.
And what's the entertainment company he works for?
Meridian?
Yes. Yeah. So he's worked with like Kanye and Rihanna and stuff like that, man. So he's on keys.
He's a Jamaican lad.
Right.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
He's on keys. Conrad Kursch. I went to high school with Conrad.
Right, actually. Philly boy, another one.
Philly boy. He was with Rod Stewart. He was with Rod for like 15 years.
Up until last year.
Yeah, last year.
He was the band leader, right? For Rod Stewart's band.
Right. Yeah, remember that conversation? And so Conrad's obviously on bass, and Mike Zimbach on the drums. Mike's a great guy. He's been with me since I did all my Featherborn shows here in Philly. He's been drumming. We have Tommy Zamp on guitar. Tommy's a rock and roller. I met Tommy back in the Foster Child days. He was with a band called Fixer.
Okay.
We have some stories. Anyway, and Aubrey Toon, nice young lady I just met, actually, what was it, a couple months ago in Westchester. She's great, beautiful voice. She's going to be doing rhythm guitar and background vocals, and then we're going to pull her out to sing one of hers.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very cool.
It's a really vibey cast, and I'm really excited, man.
A lot of top-notch performers there, too.
Yeah. I figure, I've been traveling with American Vinyl.
I keep seeing videos and stuff that, pop up on Facebook and stuff. Those look like parties. Was the show up in Massachusetts recently? Was that an American Vinyl
show? That was American Vinyl. Yeah, that was in Salem for Halloween.
Yeah.
That was pretty rad.
And Quinny was there.
Quinny was on it.
Somebody from Santana or James Brown. And, just the lineup. I was looking at some of the heads on
there.
Mousy
Thompson's on drums from James Brown.
Yeah.
Skunk's on guitar from Doobies and Steely Dan.
Yeah.
Barry Gaudreau, formerly the band Boston. Leroy, who we speak of, and Tim Archibald from RTZ and Peter Wolf.
Very cool.
And we had the Uptown Horns on that gig.
Oh, nice.
In Salem, yeah.
Yeah. No, I saw the pictures and some video from that. I'm like, that looked like a freaking party, man. Jeez.
Yeah, it's great. It's such a great band, such a great vibe, and I just love it, man. I'm singing them that music I grew up to.
Right.
Thankfully for my older brothers, have been playing that since I was little.
I feel like it's my
music.
So last time we talked, it was a couple summers ago, as this project was just starting to, I guess get running. You were playing the Welcome America Fest over 4th of July weekend.
Yes, yeah.
A couple summers ago.
Yeah.
Talk about a little about the infancy of the band, how it came to be. And I know you worked with some guys from Train, and you recorded down at Blackbird, down in Nashville and stuff.
Yeah, it all started, after Foster Child. I just kind of took a break, and I had a lot of songs. Realistic, it was just me and the guitar, man. And that's as far as they went. And I was out in California and hanging out with my buddy Charlie Colleen, who used to be in the band Train. He and I did some writing. We just always talked about getting in the studio. So met his friend John Elliott. And John was like, hey, man, he backed it and sent us to Nashville. And Scott Underwood was down in Nashville. That's the drummer of Train. So him and Charlie backed together and Scott produced it.
Right.
So I just came in with these songs and we just beat them up and literally brought them into the Blackbird and just like with the guys, we had Tom Bukovac on guitar, Jimmy Wallace on keys. We had some really great players down there and it was amazing to see what happened like instantly. I mean, these weren't beat up over a couple of days. Like we just went in, chord charted it and boom. So it was a really beautiful experience.
Very cool. And the debut record's done.
The debut record is done and we're going to radio in about 2 weeks for a soft release.
Self-titled? Featherborn?
That's Danny Beisel's Featherborn,
Gotcha. Excellent. Yeah. You described the record as a culmination of your musical journey. Elaborate a little bit more on that.
Well, it's just songs that, some songs, Blush, the single I wrote, I think I wrote about 5 minutes, and there were some songs I had over years, man. It's crazy. And I just, so it was a culmination of like, and they're very personal to me. They're, you know, very personal things. I never really considered myself a songwriter until I start writing music. And I felt this release and stuff, you know, my definition's turning negatives into positives. So I felt it was a culmination of like things I went through and, you know, not to sound like that guy, but you know, things I went through and like, you know, turned those negatives and put it into music, and I felt great about it, you know.
And it's released on cool vinyl, which is super
cool.
And
it's on vinyl,
It's
dude.
On vinyl, yeah. Which is kick-ass, man. So the show this weekend at the Uptown, it's the Nauer Performing Arts Center. It's a new venue. It's a theater.
It's the old Armory, Westchester Armory.
Oh, is it? Okay, yeah, I was wondering, because it's right in downtown there,
it's
right?
It's great, yeah, yeah. Me and my brother Pat went up a little bit ago, and we checked it out, and I was like, it's a beautiful theater.
Yeah.
And I love that town. We used to, you know... My old band used to play up there in the 90s.
All right, so it's showtime, 7:30.
7:30. Actually, I got my nephew and niece going on. They're the opening act. It's
okay.
Called Threefold Fire.
Oh, wow,
that's
get
the
out.
That's the band, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, great band, really vibey band. And, yeah, we go on right after them.
Very, very cool. 7:30 show, tickets and other information, featherborn.com. Also, uptownwestchester.org is
yes.
the website. I was checking it
the
out.
The doors are at 6:30, so if they want to come early, there's a bar and lounge there. We have Aubrey. The girl that's playing with me, she's going to be sitting there playing some tunes, so
cool.
It's going to be a real vibey, little lounge act and stuff like that.
And a lot of friends, you know, whether it's an Octane show, Foster Child
yeah, yeah.
show, whatever.
Oh, yeah,
it's
we're
just,
like a
just
family.
Like, it's just going to be a lot of familiar faces there.
Brian's on the road, unfortunately.
Yeah,
so,
oh my God. I feel like the 400-pound Mexican gorilla. He's going to be there. Arahu, my man. So, Danny, having toured and recorded all over the country, how would you compare the Philadelphia music scene, both past and present, to some of the other cities that you've spent a considerable amount of time in?
You know, I was living in Nashville. Obviously, that's a, I mean, you
sort of
a rock
mecca at
musician.
This point.
Yeah, it's the mecca. I mean, you know, I love Philly. Philly's my hometown. When Foster Child, we were basically out of here. You know, we got signed, so it was a good thing out of New York. But you know, we were basically formed Philly proper. You know, Philly area. I'm glad to be back, and I'm glad to be launching it from here. But to be honest with you, like really launching it from Philly now, just because. I don't know. I feel good. I feel like I'm surrounded by the right musicians I can grab at any time, you know, because I'm still forming the band. It's kind of
sure.
like using different musicians a lot. But, you know, that's why it's nice to be in Philly, because it's like I'm from here. And we have this beautiful, like you said, we have this beautiful circle of musicians.
Yeah.
Whether it's, you know, Brian or somebody from Octane, somebody, from, you know, John McNutt or somebody, you know, whoever.
We need to get some video cameras on this thing, man. We need to get a nice performance DVD or something going.
Yeah, I know. Right.
Who has
what,
DVD
the
players anymore? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, man.
Yeah,
we got to film that thing.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty
so.
Kick-ass. Once again, we're speaking with Danny Beisel from Featherborn. You are on social media. Where can everybody find you?
Yes, you can find me at Danny Beisel Featherborn on Facebook and Instagram. The same thing, Danny Beisel.
Just at Danny Beisel Featherborn.
Yeah, at Danny Beisel Featherborn.
Gotcha. To go back to Foster Child for a second, can we relive the Cuba story again?
Ugh,
can you tell that again?
Cuba. I don't know how much time we have.
Well, I mean, just the quick Guantanamo Bay, right?
Guantanamo Bay, yeah, for New Year's Eve.
What year was that?
It was 2010.
Okay.
And I'm running around Philly trying to get my birth certificate. I had one day to get my birth certificate, to get my passport.
Right.
And I had this old birth certificate, and they wouldn't take it. So I'd literally take a cab all the way down, get another birth certificate, and I just ran back. And I can't remember the name of the streets, but it was definitely across town, right? And the dude was shutting the door, and I ran, and I'm like, got it. And he remembered me from earlier. So I finally got that, and it was the last day to get it. So, you know, of course, I almost ruined that doing that.
Right.
So, yeah, we went down there. Jason, remember Duff? Jason Duff.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Commander Duff.
Commander Duff. Yep. That's right. That's right.
He's
sorry,
a commander
Duff.
Now. Yeah.
So he was down there, and, you know, I guess we had a song called Bulletproof being played. We didn't know, you know, in the Humvees going over overseas there and playing just down there. So we got the call, and we were honored to do it. It was great. I mean, to see that, wow, that was eye-opening.
Now, I believe you say you were the first American band to play on Cuban soil. I know Audioslave did something. I know that Rolling Stones just did something, but a couple years
ago.
Yeah,
you know what? I don't know. It sounds cool to say yes, so let's just go
but
with that.
It was either you or Audioslave.
Yes,
I mean,
if
seriously, though, when I hear
yeah,
about it,
was,
I think how cool that was. I saw some of the pictures with you guys standing by, like, the planes and stuff like that.
Oh, it was
that,
crazy. Gitmo Radio. They took us through the prisons, which was wild.
Yeah. How long were you down there for?
I think we were down there for about 6 days. Yeah, it was Bo Bice was down there.
Okay.
Remember him?
Yeah,
from
yeah, yeah, absolutely. Hell yeah.
So we're hanging out with him. It was a trip.
Very cool.
It was a great experience. They had to look at all our pictures before we left and posted them or anything like that.
Oh, I gotcha.
I mean, I get that. You know, you don't know what's in the background, but I was like,
plus, I'm sure you saw some classified areas and
yeah,
and
exactly.
Stuff,
you don't realize you're snapping with your phone, mm-hmm. and you know they don't see it, and so it's like, and I was fine with that. I thought it was kind of cool.
that is so cool. That's why I wanted to kind of relive it there for a second.
Yeah,
again.
That was an amazing experience. You know, to see what our men and women go through.
Yeah.
Pretty intense, man.
Yeah, totally. So back to the show. Again, the supporting act is your cousins. What's the name of the band
again? My nephew and niece, yeah. Threefold Fire.
Okay.
New band coming out of Philly. They're great.
And they're going to be on roughly about 7:30.
Yeah, they'll
6:30
hit around
7:30
sharp, actually. The theater opens. Yeah.
Okay. And I presume there's going to be some Featherborn swag to pick up, maybe some T-shirts
I'm bring you a shirt. I owe you a shirt.
All right.
But I have to pick them up tomorrow.
It's getting cold out. We need beanies and stuff, too,
man. I know.
Man.
That's what me and my brother Pat were talking about. We're going to get hoodies and beanies and stuff like that.
Very cool. So Featherborn.com has all the info on the band, while UptownWestchester.org has all the info on tickets ahead of this very exciting exclusive show this Saturday night. Thanks so much for coming in and talking to us, Danny.
You.
Really appreciate it,
thank
man.
Thank you very much. There's an after party also at the Social Lounge downtown.
After the party is the after party.
Hosted by our
Rotation Records, Joe Stiver and the guys.
So that should be fun.
Excellent. All right, cool. Well, wishing you continued success, both personally and professionally. Danny Bison.
Thank you so much. Man. Hey, if you can't find it online, and just you can get it, tickets at the door also.
Okay, tickets at the door. Yeah. Excellent. And again, the address is 226 North High Street, right in downtown Westchester. Showtime, 7:30.
Awesome.
Thank you so much, Brent. My
93
man.
Rocks, bro.
Thank you, brother. Danny Bison, everybody.
Thank you, Philly. Hey, this is Danny Beisel from Featherborn and Foster Child, and you are rocking out to Brent Push on 93.3 WMMR here in my hometown of Philadelphia.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.